Well, it's been a complex situation. It's been, well, frankly, it's been kind of a circus, actually. On November 5th, Suffolk Downs Racetrack, which is partly in East Boston and partly in Revere, held their referendums. None of these projects can win a license until the voters of the host community endorse the project at a referendum. So they had their referendum. Voters in East Boston rejected it. Voters in Revere approved it. The developers brought in a new company, Mohegan Sun, which had lost a referendum in Western Massachusetts, and brought them in as a new applicant to build only on the part of Suffolk Downs entirely in Revere. So our Casino Commission, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, had a hearing to try to figure out what would be the fair thing to do. Is this, should this project be allowed to go forward in Revere? Should it be killed? And what they decided is it would be allowed to go forward, but the voters of Revere have got to take another crack at this. So there's going to be another election just in Revere, and that probably would take place in February.
So what's your sense of what's going to happen now? Do you have any idea?
I would suggest that MGM in Springfield is the only competitor to survive the referendum process after Hard Rock was kicked out. Mohegan Sun lost a referendum in Palmer after Ameristar couldn't get a deal done in Springfield. After Penn National Gaming, another company that tried to go in Springfield, they got knocked out by MGM. So MGM is the last competitor standing. I think, obviously, they seem to be in a strong position for the license. I would suspect if they clear their final state background check, they will get the license. In Greater Boston, that's an entirely different situation. I don't know what's going to happen. Wynn Resorts needs to clear its background check. I think Monday is the hearing. The decision would be made shortly after that. You know, I suspect that they will probably pass. They've already won their vote by an overwhelming 86% margin. Wynn has been on the ground there for more than a year now. That would compete against the Mohegan Sun project. Should it win this referendum in Revere in February, I think you would have to suspect that Wynn would have the advantage of time because his project has had a year to kind of work on the details. The Mohegan Sun project was thrown together pretty quickly within probably a month.
So in all likelihood, one project obviously will get approved at some point, one of those projects.
And one of those projects is going to hold the license. I think
right.
We can be pretty sure about that.
What's the timeline on that? I mean, assuming that you know, this all happens in the next coming months, is there a license that will be issued sometime in 2014?
We expect the license to be issued in probably around May of 2014, though nothing that we've predicted has happened at exactly the time we thought, so it could be later than that. But figure late spring, early summer of 2014, there'll be a license issued. If it's Wynn, it would be, I think, about a 30-month construction process. He doesn't want to open in phases. I'm not sure. The original Suffolk Downs Casino plan had a shorter opening phase, which got them quicker to opening with slot machines and some table games, and then the hotel and the second phase of it would come later. So that would have had a sooner opening day, but that I'm not sure yet if the Mohegan Sun project would be built in phases. So figure, you know, 24 to 30 months after May of 2014, one of these casinos is going to open.
And, of course, that has implications for the Granite State looking at a possible casino because, you know, you're talking about something that's 35, 40 miles away from the border.
Yeah, and I've long suspected that New Hampshire is going to succumb to the exact same pressures that we did in Massachusetts, which is license plates from Massachusetts constantly showing up in the parking lots of Twin River in Rhode Island, Mohegan Sun, and Foxwoods in Connecticut. So when license plates from New Hampshire start showing up at either Wynn Resorts or Mohegan Sun in Massachusetts, there'd be a lot of pressure on New Hampshire lawmakers to do something to try to keep that revenue at home, which has been the big catchphrase down here, and it was very effective in trying to get a casino legislation passed after many failed tries here in Massachusetts.
Mark, thanks so much.
You got it. Thanks.